Every time you chase, you lower your state. You trade your power. Not symbolically, literally, you feel it. After the scroll, after the click, after the release, your mind goes dull. Your instincts scatter. Your center collapses. Modern culture calls it harmless, biological, even healthy. But your body knows better. Your soul remembers something older. Because deep down, every man knows lust is not a joke. It's fire, and fire has only two paths. It either builds empires or burns the man to ash. You've been told to chase it, to express it, to relieve it. But the great men, they knew restraint was power. Napoleon abstained before battle, not out of morality, but strategy, because he understood the truth. Your energy is your weapon, and you don't waste your weapon before war. Compare that to now. Men drain themselves over strangers they'll never touch. Over pixels, over fantasies, they give away the very force that could have built them, led them, crowned them. And what do they get in return? Numbness, regret, a flicker of pleasure, followed by hours of emptiness. They don't even realize they're falling. You see it everywhere. Posture collapsed, eyes unfocused, speech weak, men walking around with no fire left, just echoes. That's what lust does when it owns you. It drains not just your body, but your direction. Your ambition becomes scattered. Your discipline breaks. Your instincts stop listening to you. Because every time you indulge, you teach yourself to choose comfort over kingship. But this doesn't have to be the end. This can be the turning point. At some point, they told you guilt was the problem, not lust, not indulgence, but the guilt of doing it. They said if you felt empty after chasing pleasure, something was wrong with you. They called it shame, outdated morality, religious baggage, and you believed them. Because everyone around you did too. The teachers, the magazines, the experts on TV, your friends, for some, maybe even your family. They told you pleasure was liberation. That freedom meant saying yes to every urge. That expression was health, and restraint was repression. But look at what it's turned into. Men with no edge, no hunger, no fire, endless dopamine, shattered nervous systems, and no direction. It became normal to be addicted, normal to be emotionally weak, normal to mistake sexual openness for maturity, or some kind of higher awareness. When you gave yourself away, you taught yourself to feel nothing, like the most sacred energy in you was disposable, like it meant nothing beyond a moment of pleasure. But that faint feeling afterward, that dull ache in your chest, it wasn't dysfunction, it was a message. Your soul was trying to reach you. The guilt wasn't the enemy. It was the compass. It was the last piece of you that still remembered how to feel disgusted by wasting your own power. You see, the ancients didn't need porn studies. They didn't wait for data. They felt it. They knew lust without discipline was a leak in the vessel, a crack in the code. Before the constant stimulation of screens, drugs, and digital noise, orgasm stood alone as the highest pleasure known to man. There was no confusion, no overexposure. This energy was seen for what it truly was, a direct link to something sacred, something divine. The most potent pleasure known to man, contained within his own vessel like a sacred flame, to be carried through the timeline of his life like a hidden ember, fueling his purpose, not consuming it. Think about it. If you had never spilled that energy from the very beginning, where might it have taken you? What could you have built, become, forged? That path, the one your higher self still walks, feels distant now, but not unreachable. You are fallen, yes, but not lost. Now is the time to carry this fire with reverence, to treat it not as a burden, but as a gift. No longer a slave to impulse, no longer a man who gives his essence away for nothing. What remains in you now is pure, and if you guard it, it will guide you toward where you were always meant to be, in this life and in the next. To speak of men of today, they say yes to everything, every urge, every image, every offer, and they call it freedom. But you feel it now, don't you? The weight of that lie, the cost of betraying your design to fit into a world that has no idea what you're capable of. So the next time you hear a voice saying, "It's not a big deal. Everyone does it." Remember this. Everyone is also lost, tired, weaker than they should be, ashamed to admit it. That guilt you've been taught to ignore was never guilt. It was the echo of the divine masculine, the part of you built for discipline, direction, and fire, trying to rise again. There is a final version of you waiting to be shaped. A deeper self, not discovered through comfort, but revealed through resistance. He emerges every time you say no. No to distraction. No to unhealthy desires. No to the voice that whispers, "Just this once." No to the opinions of others who lack discipline themselves. No to the outer voices that speak from fear, not truth. Voices that know no better than you, yet speak louder than your own. No to the friends, the family, the culture that would rather see you soft, small, and obedient. Because your strength reminds them of everything they gave up on. Each moment of discipline is a strike of the chisel. Each choice, a piece of what holds you back falling away. You are not adding more. You are uncovering what you were always meant to become. You weren't made to stay the same. You were made to evolve. That version of you, focused, grounded, and strong, is waiting beneath the surface. Keep going. So carve, refine, persist, and one day you'll walk through the world, not molded by it, but shaped by your own discipline, quiet, unwavering, and marked by the presence of a man who chose to master himself.